Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Prime Minister is in our Sunshine State today to launch a new campaign that he says will reignite Australia's manufacturing sector. Anthony Albanese says the government wants to focus on the clean energy sector, adding that Queensland's resources and climate give it a big advantage.
Queensland is well positioned to take advantage of the opportunities that will be there in coming years and indeed in coming decades.
The Warrego River is now at 8.23 metres. That's 2.73 above the weir. It's been steadily rising this morning with a peak of 9.9 expected today. Flood warnings are still in place for the Boulogne, Condamine and Maranoa rivers. The Darling Downs has recorded 23 lab-confirmed cases of the flu this month as a new vaccine becomes available for the first time in Australia. The cell-based flu vaccine has an advantage over traditional vaccines by better matching viruses that are actually circulating in the community. We're still forking out hefty amounts on housing across southern Queensland. According to Domain, the rental market in the Maranoa has seen an increase of 7.38% on the March 2023 quarter. The average home currently setting renters back around $400 a week, but spokesperson Dr. Nicola Powell says there are signs the rental market is slowing down.
It is diverse. You know, we've got Noosa LGA, house rents have fallen 2.5% over the last 12 months versus South Burnett, which is up just over 20%.
And one of Warwick's biggest retail precincts has sold for nearly $13 million. It's the largest regional Queensland price tag seen in the past 18 months on similar buildings. Collier's sold the 3,000 square metres Warwick Home and Life Centre on Albion Street to a Victorian-based private investor.